Sports fans make significant financial investments in their home teams through local, county, and other taxes, and they should not be denied access to a local game because they can't attend.
For years, Congressman Brian Higgins has voiced support for eliminating the 40-year-old blackout policy. There are currently two policies in place. The FCC rule prevents cable and satellite companies from showing games in local markets when NFL stadiums are not 85% sold out. The NFL has a similar policy for blacking out games on local broadcast stations if the game isn't sold out 72 hours before kickoff. If the rule is eliminated, the NFL would still be allowed to have contracts that require blackouts on basic television if a game is not sold out, and paid providers wouldn't be under any FCC regulation to comply. Pye says he can't promise that screens won't be blacked out, but he says that's not a reason to keep the rule on the books.
Right now, the FCC is officially on the side of blackouts. We should be on the side of sports fans.
Pye says he believes pressure from football fans would push the NFL to revisit the policy.
If the government takes its thumb off the scales of this equation and says, look, it's up to the league to negotiate in a free market with the broadcasters, the cable and satellite companies, that's going to create a lot of peer pressure, I think, for the league to adopt a more fan-friendly approach. And so even if the FCC doesn't have direct jurisdiction over the NFL, I think our persuasive power in taking action would be pretty significant.
The FCC has spent the past year seeking public comment on repealing the blackout regulations, but FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler is the only person with the power to make a decision on the rule. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.